Welcome to Midday Prayer for Sunday, December 4th, 2022, the second Sunday of Advent. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. Jesus says, "I am coming soon." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. A reading from the book of Tobit. Sarah falsely accused. On the same day, at Ecbatana in Medea, it also happened that Sarah, the daughter of Raguel, was reproached by one of her father's female slaves. For she had been married to 7 husbands, and the wicked demon Asmodeus had killed each of them before they had been with her, as is customary for wives. So the female slave said to her, "You are the one who kills your husbands. See, you have already been married to 7 husbands and have not borne the name of a single one of them. Why do you beat us? Because your husbands are dead? Go with them. May we never see a son or daughter of yours." A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. "I will sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded rotten grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I expected it to yield grapes, why did it yield rotten grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a wasteland. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the people of Judah are his cherished garden. He expected justice, but saw bloodshed, righteousness, but heard a cry." Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A prayer of Toyohiko Kagawa, 1888-1960. O God, show us clearly the heart of your kingdom. We do not protest even if our life is destined to lead to the cross, or if the way leads to our losing our lives. We will march in the face of distress and contrary winds. Teach us how to dispense with unnecessary things. Let us go forward without fear of death in order to fulfill our mission simply, surely, and steadily. Reveal to us our station clearly, and strengthen us to teach and guide, by our example, all persons, even those who are ruled by evil. We pray that you may find us worthy to work through us. Amen. A prayer at a time of tragedy. God of compassion, you watch our ways and weave out of terrible happenings wonders of goodness and grace. Surround those who have been shaken by tragedy with a sense of your present love and hold them in faith. Though they are lost in grief, may they find you and be comforted. Through Jesus Christ, who was dead but lives and rules this world with you. Amen. Eternal God, as you led your people in ages past, you direct our journey into the future. We give you thanks that you came to us in Jesus Christ, and we eagerly await his coming again, that his rule may be complete, and your righteousness reign over all the world. Then we will feast at his royal banquet, and sing his praises with the choirs of heaven. By your Spirit, open our eyes to the generosity of your hand, and nurture our souls in all spiritual gifts. Fill us with gratitude overflowing, that we may share life and love in praise to you, God of all the ages. In the gracious name of Jesus Christ, your Son, by the power of your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.